Hi, Jerry.
Calling back.
That phone call we had the other day.
The other day, we were just talking today.
Well, yeah, we talked yesterday. I wasn't sure if you could hear me at all, though, when we were speaking earlier today.
I was talking to somebody when I was at the doctor's. Is that you?
Yeah, we talked before about branding your business on Google. You were at the doctor. You had a couple of minutes.
All right. Yeah, you called me up earlier, the day before. I don't remember speaking with you.
Well, we spoke at length this morning, just for the brief time that we had before the doctor, but then you had to head in. So we really didn't get into too much detail about anything.
All right, well, I can talk to you now.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So I know you don't have a website. This is actually going to build a website for you, so that you can get calls from people that have had a chance to know that you do exactly what they're looking for. They'll be reaching out to you directly, specifically. Of course, the website's going to be on that first page of Google. Now, with the calls coming straight to you, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. The first thing we're going to do is make sure you get verified. Now, when you spoke this morning with our mapping coordinator, Jesse, you had mentioned that you had a little bit of issues getting PIN verified on your own, right?
Yeah, I've been going back and forth with them. I already, I had somebody work on this already for me. It was somebody that said they knew what they were doing, and I thought that it was all set and done, and it wasn't verified, and I didn't know it had to be verified. So I keep going on Google trying to find out what's going on with Google account. And it's sending me to a different, it goes to another company at another phone number. It's not mine.
Oh boy. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, and this isn't something that's brand new. We've been dealing with it for a few months. But certainly in the last few months, Google made the process of getting PIN verified a lot more complicated. It is all by design. It's a little more comprehensive, I should say, not necessarily complicated. But they do want to make sure that the businesses that pop up on the first page are, in fact, active local businesses that will be able to provide that service when called. So we've found that a lot of business owners, it's always been challenging enough, but lately it's even more challenging for business owners to simply get PIN verified. But Jerry, even if you were PIN verified and recognized by Google as an active business in the local area, that is really just a digital business card. It's good for someone who already knows the name of your company, good for someone who gets recommended to you by someone else, but Jesse says you just started the company officially right before Christmas, so you know, traditional word of mouth is not necessarily a huge factor for you, but Google's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet, and when we have not just a verified listing for you, but first page placement for that listing along with the website, it does ensure that people who need your services will be able to find you on their own without already knowing the name of your company, and that's going to get your phone ringing.
Yeah, all right, well, that's what I want.
Yeah, and the best part about it is it's a month-to-month service, so we're not locking you into any long-term contract. You're willing to travel up to an hour or so. Is it pretty much just you doing the work, or do you have, like, a helper or a crew?
I have a partner, and I have two crews. But
oh,
it's hard
partner
to keep anybody with me. Right. It's hard to keep somebody with me if I don't have work. So I got to get
work. Oh, you're
work.
Right.
So
no, of course.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like the grid is kind of a metro and beyond.
What?
Your service area is kind of the greater Tampa metro area, surrounding communities, big and small. I mean, this is going to be ideal for you, because we can target anywhere in that service area. We can target, we don't just draw a big circle around you. We'll target specific cities, specific zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's most profitable to, for you to be found. There's also going to be a social media account on Facebook ads, and it is for a fixed flat rate. Jesse was requesting that I apply the new in business rate, and certainly the young company does qualify. You know, you've only been around since just before Christmas. With the reduced pricing, and the website's going to be included. I mean, like I said, it's not just our job to list you where people can find you. We want them to know all about your company and know that you do what they're looking for. That way, the website's going to bring you that solid, steady stream of calls with a high conversion rate, calls from people that want to speak with you. So you're looking at a reduced rate here. Normally, it's $599. I'm actually going to cut that rate in half down to $299. That would be the exact amount with the website included.
Okay, now that's every month?
That is on a month-to-month basis.
All right, but if you do the website, that's a one-time figure that I have to look at.
The website's included, so we're not going to charge you for the website. We will build, host, maintain, and update the website for you at no additional cost. It is, you know, sometimes a standalone product that we sell on its own, but I wanted to include that website at no additional cost so I can make sure that you get that steady stream of phone calls. Like you said, you can easily cover the entire Tampa Metro and focus on places you really want to go. If there's places close to you that you don't want to be getting calls from, we don't run the ads there. You know, that way we're focusing on your target market, making sure that you're getting the calls from the people you want to work with.
And that's the best price that you could do. That's going to be locked in, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it's kind of a promotional rate for a young company, but it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really more of like an assistance program just to make it more affordable for you. Now, there's another package that's more budget-friendly, but for the Tampa Metro, I wouldn't recommend it. I mean, you've got a lot of competition. We want you to have this family programming that would get you found there, so I wouldn't want to do like a local-only campaign. You know, that might just be kind of for in and around Hudson and maybe like a 10-15-mile radius, but, you know, not Tampa. But the only other thing that I might...
I want to stay with something good. How much did you say?
Yeah, so you actually save 50%. Yeah, I would be doing you a disservice to find a cheaper package if it wasn't servicing the needs that you have for the business in your service area. It's going to be $300 off the normal cost of the service. I'm actually going to waive the setup fee, though. There's normally a setup fee on the first month, but I'm going to waive that setup fee just to make it even more affordable for you because you are a young company, and it's going to be exactly $299 on a month-to-month basis. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Big jobs or small, it's going to be that exact flat rate.
All right.
Okay.
All right, now does your company is Flash what?
It's localsplash.com is our website. Now, if I send you a text message, would you be able to receive it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I do want you to see a little bit more about the company and the services. This is actually an SMS message through the computer, but it's worked just like a text message. Again, the name of the company is Local Splash. localsplash.com is the website. The link I'm sending you is the pricing page of the website. It's localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you can, maybe you can put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence. Blue letters. Do you see that?
Hold on.
Sure, of course.
I have to download this. Hold on.
That's okay. No problem.
It's taking some while, a little bit of time, because I guess I, hey, there it goes, hold on. All right, I got it, yeah.
Okay, so at the top of it, it says take control of your online presence. Now, of course, you're going to be able to track your success. You'll have 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. From there, you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You can see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search. You can also monitor your reviews. Now, we are creating multiple directories, destinations, platforms that Google wants to see. Most of them allow someone to write a review. So whether your review is on Google or Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, wherever those reviews originally populate, they do populate or repopulate right on your tracking system. So right from that tracking system, that reporting system, you can request reviews, you can respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we would respond to the reviews for you on your behalf, no additional cost for that. Now, if you scroll down, we've been around since 2004, so over 19 years. It's a long time for really any company in any industry, certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and getting businesses listed on Google. That is a long time. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, when it's a month-to-month service, you know, that does mean that we have to keep your phone ringing quickly and earn your business 1 month at a time. And, of course, that does mean that our clients who use the service do like the service. I mean, it's profitable to be on that first page. Now, underneath the picture, it says Google Ads Partner, and it's got a box just below it that says Google Partner, colorful Google G on it. You can click right on that. It is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That's actually our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. If you click on that box, or right inside that box, that G, it takes you to Google.com. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And, of course, that's going to make all the difference in the world. We get our training and our updates directly from Google, and if they ever do or when they do, Gary, make changes to their map or pack algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time so that we can always have the right content to keep you right on that first page, which is where you're going to get those phone calls. So we're talking about the Platinum package here, but like I said, not $5.99. I was going to cut that cost in half, drop it down to $2.99, and even waive the entire $2.99 setup fee. So you're saving $599 in your first month. It's almost like getting the first month for free, just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's actually better than that, because next month your rate doesn't go up to $5.99. In fact, it would never be more than a penny over the $2.99 as an exact amount.
Okay. I was talking to somebody from Google before I got contacted with you, and I was going back and forth with them, and they told me that they had the pretty much the same package for $250. They got it down to $250, and they said that they were going to do the same thing. So I don't know if there's a difference.
So that's actually our friends and family package. I mean, I can try and get approval for that. It's $249.
All right. Is that the same? Do I have to get the same everything with it? Is that the
same
thing?
It's exactly the same. It's typically reserved for friends and family, but I can see if I can get that package approved for you, make it a little bit more affordable.
Yeah, well, that's the package that they said that they were going to give me, but I figured I'd give you the opportunity, being that you caught me like when I was at the doctor's office. But I was about ready to go with this guy, and then you called, so I figured I'd listen to what you had to say, what your prices were.
Absolutely, you know, and I mean, I'd want you to feel comfortable about that. I mean, obviously, not everyone has been around or in the industry as long as we have, but I definitely want you to feel pretty happy with your decision. I'm going to match that price. I'm just going to send a note over to my supervisor. April 17th, and that's right around the corner, really. It will be my 11-year anniversary with the company, so I've been around quite some time. usually when I ask for something, I can get approval for it. I'm just going to send a real quick note that we'll do the friends and family rate here. That's going to drop it down to exactly 249. Keep in mind the building, hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is going to be included at no additional cost. Now, when we get your phone ringing, Gary, is this the number that you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
That's the number I want them to call right now until we pick up. We have another line, but I don't want to use that one right now. I could always add it later.
Gotcha. You certainly can. Just let us know when that changes. But for now, we'll be promoting the 727-207-7737. I know you can receive a smartphone on that.
7738.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I said 3-7. I'm looking right at it right now. I might have to refill my coffee cup, I think. But 727-207-7738. That's exactly where I have that. And thank you for clarifying that. Now, most of the time, you simply get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and your customers will be calling that exact number, the 7738 number. But if they happen to fill out the contact form on the website that we create, that will get a text message as well as an email out to you. Now, that way you always know, you know, who to follow up with. And, of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as an email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, then, of course, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What would be a good email address either for you or for your business?
The company email is familyheatingandcoolingllc@gmail.com.
Okay. At gmail.com. And then, like I said, most of the time you just get phone calls directly to you. But when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use emails. Emails usually just a longer piece of information and something we want you to have for your records. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I would rather have it called to my number. This is my direct number. Or have it texted to me at my number.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. I was going to guess. Most service-based businesses go with, and you are service-based, right? You're always going out to the customer. No one is at home.
That's exactly right. That's why when I'm on the road, like today, I was on the road. I went, I got one this morning. And then when I was heading home, I got another one. I'm on Yelp. It's not that good, but it's like something, you know, right now. So. All right, so if this works out, I'm gonna dump Yelp.
You probably could. I mean, Yelp is great for, like, a new restaurant, right? If you're looking for a new restaurant to go to, or if you heard about a restaurant, you want to see what other people are eating, or like a hair salon, something like that. But when I'm going to hire, and when most people are going to hire someone to actually come out to their home, they Google it, right? So this is definitely going to get you the phone calls that you're looking for. Now, I did want to ask you, because obviously the ampersand cannot be in an email. It's just letters, so it's familyheatingandcoolingllc@gmail.com. But is the business name with the symbol, the ampersand, not the A-N-D spelled out?
It's all spelled out. Family Heating and Cooling, all spelled out.
Even in the business name.
As well.
Okay, I was wondering, I'm going to fix it, because the Yelp listing actually has the ampersand. It has the symbol for the word and between heating and cooling, not A-N-D spelled out. That's why I was asking. So we're going to do what's called a NAP W on it, stands for name, address, phone number, website. We're going to correct that so that everywhere you're listed it's A-N-D and not the symbol for the word and. And then
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, little things are important like that because, you know, the search engine, the algorithm is an artificial intelligence. It's very advanced, but it doesn't think the same way a person does. So obviously, if I'm looking at a listing that's family heating and cooling, it's got this phone number. Somewhere else I see it with the ampersand, but still the same basic name and the same phone number. In my human brain, I know that's the exact same company. But the search engine algorithm is thinking, why is it different, right? So we want to make sure that everything is the same. And then, Jerry, is that J-E-R-R-Y?
Oh, wait a second here. Let me just check something out.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just looking at something. Hold on.
Okay, no problem.
No, you're right. It has, I don't know, on a family heating and cooling, it has the sign. I'm looking at the contract.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
It does have weird symbols. So a lot of people will change the and to the and. Some of them just put the letter N instead. We'll have it the way
it's supposed to be. I just want to check something.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you helping me to clarify that because, like I said, consistency is going to be important.
All right. On the email, it's family. It's spelled out on the email.
Yeah, exactly.
On the email, it is spelled out. Family heating and cooling, it's spelled out.
A-N-D spelled out. Gotcha. Yeah, I've got that in the system there with the LLC at gmail.com. And then, Jerry, is your first name J-E-R-R-Y?
Yes.
And then, Jesse, when Jesse spoke with you this morning, Jesse did not get your last name.
All right, so my legal name is Gerard. It's G-E-R-A-R-D.
Okay.
And the last name is A-L-S like Sam, I-E-U-X like X-ray.
Okay, you said Gerard is your official legal name, G-E-R-A-R-D, and then your last name was an A-L-S like Sam, I like igloo, E like elephant, U like umbrella, and then U like X-ray?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for helping me get that. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, Jerry, at this point I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That is, in fact, to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's kind of where we do the deep dive and talk about all of your services that you want to be found for, your service area, talk about how you want your website to look, any mission statement if you've got one, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business. For example, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in the follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that we do need to do when it comes to our Google partners is to read what's called a voice verification. Jerry, it actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are waiving your setup fee, that we're doing the website for you, that it is actually officially the friends and family rate reduced down to $249 a month, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. Now, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but Jerry, if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, Jerry, give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Family Heating and Cooling LLC.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then, Jerry, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Gerard Al Siu, and I am the owner of Family Heating and Cooling.
Okay. And then, Mr. Al Siu, as the owner of Family Heating and Cooling, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
That's right. Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Mr. Al Siu, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Jerry, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to reach out and contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jerry, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course, yes.
Of course, perfect. Yeah, and then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Jerry, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Yelp and that you may cancel it. The reason that we ask, though, is all the additional content that we'll create for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Jerry, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure that the information is accurate. Jerry, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. I have one question for you, and I don't want to forget. I've been trying to log on to Google, and that's another reason why I was talking to your girl today, and
right.
I was having a problem logging on. I have a password, and it's not letting me log on to the password.
Okay.
What's the password that I have? I can't get into my Google account.
Okay. And is that something that you set up yourself, or did somebody else set that up for you?
I had it set up by somebody else that was building what I have there now. Do you see anything there now? When you go on to my Family Heating and Cooling, because it's going to another company.
Right.
I was giving a passcode, and it said that I didn't verify, and I've been having a problem since then. And then it finally said that I verified the Gmail account was found and it was verified. So I had to wait. I don't know what for. Hold on a second. But then they started calling me with people like you. So I thought that you were one of the people that they were calling to get my account going.
Right. So we'll be able to fix that on the back end. Of course, we work directly with Google's back end team to either access an existing listing, claim, or merge listings that are maybe already out there, and then, of course, to make sure that there are no duplicates. But thank you so much for bringing that to my attention.
All right.
Okay.
Of
course, absolutely. So, like I was saying, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online because, of course, no customers ever come to you. You go out to the customer. So we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. Now, Jerry, with all of the reductions in the cost.
I contact you. I don't contact Google.
Correct. I'm going to give you the toll-free number. I believe it's the same one that you called in, or maybe it's not. There's a toll-free number. You got routed through our mapping coordinators, so I'm going to give you a toll-free number that you can call to reach us directly. You can speak with a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, you can contact us 24-7 by email. We'll respond immediately if it's during business hours, and within 24 hours of the next business day if you happen to email us outside of business hours. I'll give you that information certainly at the end of this before I get you off the phone. Now, like I said, I was able to apply what's officially the friends and family rate of $249. It is, of course, month to month, and the website's included. So this next part of the voice verification reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 24th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.40. Very that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads, and in this case we'll also include a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion website. That custom website, Gary, is included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate, officially the friends and family rate of $249. Again, that $249 will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month of service is that you contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Alcier, is simply because you are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jerry, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification, and then that initial payment of just $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
A Visa.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's both. My name and the business name.
And is it Gerard on that card?
Yes, that's my legal name.
Correct. Is there any middle initial, though?
No.
No. Okay. So, Gerard, I'll see you. You said it was a Visa. Now, that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4427-3225-3727. 1848.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
1028.
Thank you, sir. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
848.
848. So I have 848 on the back of the card, and then I've got 10 or October of 2028 for the expiration date, and then the card itself was at 4427-3225-3727-1848.
Yeah.
You're actually the first person I've ever encountered who had the same last three on the card itself and as a security code on the back. That's kind of interesting.
I've never even noticed that. I never noticed it.
Yeah, that's wild. I've never seen it before. And then what is the actual business, billing address of that particular card?
6828 Gold Lane.
Is that in Hudson?
That's in Florida, yeah.
And is it 34667?
34667, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. Like I said, it does have the hours of operation on there. And that was 6828 Gull Lane, right? G-U-L-L?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And then I did want to take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule the follow-up call. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd like to give you the client support phone number, the toll-free number, the hours of operation.
All right, I'm driving right now.
Oh, you are?
I'm driving.
Not,
yeah, can you text
not
me?
A problem. You're going to get it by way of email in about a minute. Like I said, you will be able to reach out to customer service or client support Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Anytime you email, of course, they'll follow up within the same business day or the following business day. The email address will be on there as well. Now, you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. And then the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. I know you're driving right now. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, does take about 25 or 30 minutes. I'm not sure if you'd be available later today, but we could do 6 o'clock if that works out for you.
6 o'clock? Yeah, all right, that'll work.
Okay. So, yeah, that's just to kind of, you know, like mission statement, motto, slogan. Some of it helps us create the website. Some of it is just to make sure that everything's Google compliant. So we'll have it scheduled from 6 o'clock today until 7 o'clock. It's a one-hour window, but the call typically takes about 30 minutes. It's right near or at the top of the hour. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will also be on that call just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I may already be on the phone with somebody else, so in that case, they'll call you directly. They'll have your file. They'll take good care of you no matter what. I did, though, want to add a little bit of added security on your account here. Just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with Family Heating and Cooling, even if it's you, Mr. Alcio, and we recognize your voice, we will most likely still ask you for the answer to the security question. And, Jerry, this is even more important. Anyone who calls you and tells you they are either with Google or with Local Slash, first of all, they'll need my name, which is Paul Gordon. We'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't get you that information within a minute, let them go. If they're asking you for more money, just let them go. The voice verification is very clear. It bills once a month. In this case, it's the friends and family rate reduced down to $249. It bills once a month on the 24th of the month. So if anyone's asking you for money, telling you that they're Google, just say, hey, you know, who's the person who started me with this process? What is the answer to my security question? What's the question itself? If they can't answer that, just let them go. Now, that's going to be something something that you should remember, especially about 5-6 days from now, once your website is active, okay? Because you'll get phone calls not only from potential customers, unfortunately you might get phone calls from somebody else too. But that security question is there to protect you. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I'll go with the city I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
It would be Hoboken, New Jersey.
Oh, Hoboken. Okay. All right. I have to type it in twice. You're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you by now? Let me refresh my system and see what I see on my end. It looks like... Perfect. And so far, you've just gotten the one that we want you to look at. It looks like the welcome email is in process, so that email's going to get sent out to you shortly. But I'm glad that it didn't kind of piggyback immediately on the other one, because the one that we do want you to see is the one that you've already received. It's the Local/ initial invoice. If you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local/. And then, located below, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Are you able to see that?
Hold on. Yeah.
Okay. If you click on the click here, it is hyperlinked. It does go to the Local/ terms of experience. I'm talking about the services we'll be providing for you. Google Business Profile Optimization being the first one. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I do want to get you off the phone and be respectful of your time. I don't want to walk you through everything, but of course, Google's going to be our main focus. That's pretty much everyone's main focus. We will also, though, mirror the content on Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 that will choose Bing over Google. Most of them are searching on their smartphone. A lot of people, though, in your service area, and we want you to get those opportunities. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary. The website is something that we'll include for you, as well as the Facebook app. Like you said, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but it has a line that goes across the whole thing, and it's got your phone number underneath it. A couple of boxes, and we want you to check both of them.
All right, got it.
And then you, at the longer box that says click here to type in your name, type it in exactly as it appears. That means capital G and capital A, lowercase everything else. Once you've got your name as it appears in the box, just click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That does a few things. It actually lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost all the way to the friends and family rate, that we, of course, have waived the setup fee and even included the website. It does also allow us to release that Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, claim and unlock any existing, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Now, did you see the next page? It's a login screen asking for username and password. Don't worry about that now. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be accessing very soon for your tracking system. The automated system thinks that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. Not yet, anyway. We have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track, but in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. Some people never change that password. That's okay too, but you can also change it if you like. The username I can give you, in fact, I'm going to send you a
send you
a calendar invite just to your email. It's just for your records, but it has your username, your name, and your phone number. In this case, your username is your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers. So no dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. So your username is 727-207-7738. Easy enough for you to remember. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include that username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. That makes it real easy for us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to that support email. You do have that toll-free number as well. We're all set and squared away. Your follow-up call will be in about 40, 45, maybe 50 minutes, right at or shortly after the 6 o'clock hour starts. Like I said, hopefully I'm going to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, because it is a pleasure speaking with you, and I do appreciate you calling us back.
All right, no problem.
Thank you, Jerry. You do prefer Jerry, right, as opposed to Gerard?
Yeah, as opposed to Gerard.
Okay. I'll put that in the notes. Of course, everything had to officially go out the way it's on the billing information, but I'll have it in the notes, and we'll be speaking with you in just a little bit here.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Alcio. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate your time.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yep.